the Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 50 verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as a resident bishop of the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
I pray you'll be all eyes and watch us where we go. And help us to be wise in times when we don't know.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. May God guide us to a place where we'll be safe. Say amen, somebody. Right. If you don't mind, lift up your Bibles with me. Your Bible, your iPad, whatever you have your Bible on, lift it up high as we take this song quickly, and then we're ready to go.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. My Bible and I.
Come on, one more time.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. My Bible and
for the very, very last time. Come on.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together. My Bible and I.
Of life, and we cannot travel on this journey without your word. That is why we submit ourselves to you this morning. Guide us with your word. Let your word instruct us and direct us and lead us to the place where we shall be safe. We bless and we honor you in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. Amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Well, I'm going to preach very briefly, like you know already. Hallelujah. And it's a joy and a privilege. Okay. The weather is really hot. Don't worry. One day there'll be air conditioning in this place. The way my classmates have come, they can still buy air conditioning for the church. Because God has prospered all of them. Do you believe? Are there believers here? All right. And they can still do a road for us. What a shock. But it's a joy and a privilege that we can be here today. And I'm extremely excited because I've been the official pastor since 1982. I've been all of them their pastor. That's why they are prospered. I see you prospering in the name of Jesus. How can I be your pastor and you not prosper? When I pastor them and they prospered. Hallelujah. God is going to keep us. Amen. And so we've all been serving God, working together, and God has helped us and blessed us. Amen. Amen. And so we will share with you very, very briefly from the word of God today. And we will carry on after the service. All right. Let's look at one verse of scripture today. Matthew chapter 10. Okay, I will. Verse number 16. Matthew chapter 10, verse number 16. The book of Matthew is just before Deuteronomy. What a shock. All right. If you don't mind, let's all read out loud and clear. Except everybody apart from yourself. Where do you go? Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Can you read again one more time? Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Amen. So I'm going to just introduce the step that I'm going to preach on for the next 6 weeks by the grace of God. Be wise as serpents. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now these are the words of Jesus. Amen. The words of Jesus are different from the words of Paul. Jesus is the Son of God, never did anything wrong. So his words are more powerful, just like me. My words are more powerful than Pastor Hukumpesi's words, because I got born again long before he got born again. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when he speaks and when I speak, please take my words more seriously than his words. It depends on who is speaking. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the words of Jesus are infallible. The whole of the word of God is infallible. But when Jesus speaks, take them seriously. Paul's teachings are explanations of the words of Jesus. Am I talking to anybody here? So these are the words of Jesus. He said, I'm sending you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. As your neighbor, perhaps perhaps you're the wolf. I don't know. I'm seen by a wolf. I don't know. What a shock. One day a lady was screaming in the house. And then there was war gecko. She was screaming like there was a war in the house. Then the husband said, "You, years ago, when you sit by a wolf in the car, you won't scream. But you see a war gecko and you are screaming. So Philly, that's how you are. You sit by a man who is a wolf, you are not afraid. But you see a cockroach and you are screaming." What a shock. Anyway, so the Jesus said that now I'm sending you, be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Amen. And this is the introduction of the series. I don't want you to miss even one of them. If you have to travel to America, postpone your journey till after 6 weeks, then you can travel. Because this series will change your life forever. Amen. You'll miss a good place to shout, amen. Amen. Jesus was speaking to his disciples and was telling them, they were just about to step out into the unknown. They were about to step into areas of life where they have not been before. They were going to territories and places. And Jesus said, where you are going, there are wolves all around. And as you go there, you've got to be, first of all, wise as serpents. I was preaching the other day, and I was telling people that, look, one of the bad behaviors is that some people don't grow up. They always are children. And after I preached, a man got up and asked me that, but Jesus said we should be like children. So if I said that people don't grow and they are still like children, what am I not contradicting the word of Jesus? I said, well, Jesus also said that I will come like a thief. It doesn't mean he's a thief. It doesn't mean that he also approves of stealing. But he used as an example. So Jesus is using the wisdom of the serpents as an example for us. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now the question is, what are you required to be as wise as the serpent? May God take away every foolishness from your life. Do you know that we have taken foolish decisions before? Some of you sitting here, you are just out of foolishness. That's how your life has become what it is now. But today, God is delivering you in the name of Jesus. Am I talking to anybody here? Yeah, some of you young men, you have taken very foolish decisions before. Very foolish decisions. Very, very foolish decisions. Yeah. So if you have gone to school, you are playing cha-cha. Foolish decisions. I'm talking to you. Are you still here? I've gone home. Are you still here? So if you young ladies, instead of studying, you are launched a foolish boy to play with your breasts. Foolish decisions. Hello? Are you still here? Tell your neighbor, the man is talking to you. That you are the reason why the man is preaching. Hallelujah. Amen. So let me just summarize quickly to you. And what is the wisdom of the serpent? What is the wisdom of the serpent? Have you taken foolish decisions before, Koye? A lot. I'm not surprised. Anyway, let's carry on. Yeah. What does it mean? What is the wisdom of the serpent? What was Jesus saying? when he talked about the fact that you got to be as wise. It's the difference between intelligence and wise. Somebody may be very intelligent, but he's silly. I'm preaching. Are you here or go home? Yeah, not every intelligent people are wise. That's why not all those who are first in class become the richest in life. Because wisdom and intelligence are different. Wisdom is the application of knowledge. Amen. You have knowledge and how to apply it. That will make you wise. And Jesus said, Anita, be as wise as what? Look at this girl, this pregnant, heavily pregnant girl. Stand up. Let us see how big your stomach is. This girl here, have you seen her? When she was going to marry, the brother came and proposed to her. She told me that I don't like him. You do remember? I said, I told her, don't be silly. Look at the stomach now. Look at the stomach starting again. You don't like him. I told you, what did I tell you?
Don't be silly.
And she said, yes, Bishop. And we blessed their wedding. Look at her stomach. This is the second time he has had, and he's going to have 5 more times like this. Anyway, let me finish quickly. I'm just giving a summary of what I want to share with you today. Amen. Wisdom will make you prosperous in this life. Wisdom will establish you in this life. Wisdom will increase your years. May God give you wisdom. Amen. Now, how do you see the wisdom of the serpent? Now, you see that, number one, very briefly, the serpent is considered to be wise because of the fact that it has multiplied and flourished than any other wild animal. The serpent. It has multiplied and flourished. Most wild animals are getting extinct. They are finishing. They are getting finished. But the serpent is multiplying. It takes wisdom to flourish and multiply. If you have a business, it takes wisdom to flourish and multiply. Somebody say amen. Am I talking to you here? Do you want to be wise? I want you to place your hand on your own head and say, Lord, take away foolishness from my life. Come on, pray for yourself. Say, Lord, take away foolishness and stupidity and every silly behavior. Take it out of my life. Grant me the wisdom of the serpent. Amen. You will flourish. Your ministry can flourish. Your business can flourish. Your home can flourish. If you can obtain the wisdom of the serpent. Now, the next thing that you must see is the fact that the serpent is one of the most hated animals. Hated, yet they're surviving. Hated. Nobody likes them, but they are doing well. See, don't worry when people don't like you. Not everybody in this life will like you. That's it. That's the truth of life. Not everybody in this life will like you, but you can still do well. Amen. Your life does not belong and depend on the people around. It depends on God. So if somebody doesn't like you, that is not the end of your life. I see God opening doors for your life, giving you fresh opportunities in the name of Jesus. You may work at places where they don't like you, but I'm telling you that your destiny is in the hands of God, not in the hands of man. Say, I believe it. Am I talking to anybody here? If a serpent appears here right now, there'll be a problem. In this church, there will be a problem. One day, Bishop, that's beside Bishop, myself and Bishop Doug, we went to pray somewhere around at Mampong. We were 3 grown-up men. We were having a retreat, praying for some days. Then, I stepped out to go to the bathroom and I saw a snake, very small, like a worm, not a big one. When I shouted, snake, everybody ended the prayer. We all came to where the snake is. 3 grown-up men in a veranda. Hey, we are screaming and shouting. It went under a flower pot in the veranda. We kicked the flower pot, chasing a little. I mean, why do you hate a little snake like that? What has the snake done to you? We told ourselves, if you don't kill this snake, we'll continue to pray. We will find this snake and kill it. We did that. We stopped praying for 1 hour because of a little snake. This same little serpent, snake, which is so hated by everybody, is still able to flourish. And they're able to live amongst us. The wisdom of the serpent. The serpent is able to live among human beings. Meanwhile, wilder animals, if you like, other animals like tiger, like lion, you cannot see them around here. But even in this church, in this ground, we have killed snakes here before. Yeah. Let me give you a piece of advice. Before you sit on your toilet, look inside. I've seen two people who have seen black cobra in their water closets. And you're going to do number two, went on it like that. Then they move the head like that. What a shock. A snake can be found anywhere. In my house where I live, I lived there for 5 years. Before I moved there, the guy told me that, Bishop, the next door here, there's a snake here. It has been here for a long time. I said, oh, I'm living here, the next door. How can it, nothing happen to me? And then every time I go, they come and say that when you went out, the snake came and walked around. But they can't kill it. What a shock. And the snake moved around, and at the point, I bent tire. You know, fumigate the place, did everything you can do. I said, the snake is gone. One day, I went out. When I came back, my guys told me there was a snake lying on my door to the sitting room. The metal grill, it was lying on it, breathing in and out. I thought I fumigated it. I thought I'd bring it away by smoking it out, but it was there. I'm telling you, snakes, they can survive every kind of situation. So when Jesus said, be as wise as serpent, Jesus is saying that you, if you are wise as serpent, you can survive every crisis, every difficulty. Nothing will knock you out in the name of Jesus. May you be a survivor. Lift your hand and say, I'll be a survivor. Come and say, I'll be a survivor. What is it that you are going through? Is it a rejection? Is it a difficulty? May God give you a tenacity to survive it in the name of Jesus. I'm preaching to you. I said, I'm preaching to you. You will not die before your time. I said, you will not die before your time. God will give you tenacity. God will give you grace. God will give you power. Say, I am a survivor. You will not lose your laughter. You will not lose your smile. You will not lose your song. But God will give you grace as you depend on Him. You go through the fire. You go through the water. But you will make it. I said you will make it. I see you on the other side. You cross the river. You get to the other side. Say, I believe. Am I preaching to anybody here? Maybe you came to church this morning wondering, how am I going to go through this? You need the wisdom of God and the grace of God to pull through. People have gone through difficulties. If you have time and talk to your neighbor sitting by you, they talk to you for 5 minutes. You realize that his issues in life are more and worse than yours. But somehow, they are still laughing and dancing. You made your face at the Book of Lamentations. You can't even smile. I see the word is crashing on you. But I pray for you today, for grace and strength. You will survive. I said you will survive. You will survive. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? I prophesy to your future. Your future shall be bright. Your day shall be bright. The grace of God will abound towards you. Where others have failed, you will not fail. Where others could not make it, you will make it. You will survive every crisis. You will survive every challenge. You will survive every difficulty. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord a shout and a clap. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. How many of you are hearing me today? Ask your neighbor, what have you been through? What are you been through? Ask him, what have you survived? Hallelujah. Life, you see, when you are young, you boast about your achievements. But as you grow, you boast about the thing that you have survived. The younger you are, the more boastful you are about your achievements. But as you grow, you are proud about the thing that you have survived. Because life is about survival. Many things are knocking people out, pushing them aside, causing them to be bitter, angry with life, hating themselves, hating everybody around them. But if God gives you grace and you're wise, no matter what happens, your heart will be pure. Your heart will be clean. You will still be dancing and rejoicing and praising God. Give the Lord a shout and a clap. Am I preaching to anybody here? I don't know how old you are, but I'm telling you that as you carry on in life, things will happen, and you'll be like the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. My Lord and my God. The king told them, if you don't bow, you will bend. He said, king, if you bow, we will bend. We will never bow. We will never bow. He said, go and throw them to the fire. And they carried these three Hebrew boys. And the Bible said, those who carried them into the fire were even bent before they went to the, before the three guys went to the fire. And the fire was burning. But bless God for this boy. They said that, O king, let it be known unto you that we shall not bow before your idols. And God is able to save us. But even if God doesn't save us, we will still not bow. We will still not bow. We will still not give up serving God. We will still not throw away our faith. May you never throw away your faith in Jesus' name. Are you still there? But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image. And the Bible says they threw them into the fire. And the following day, the king sat in his window and began to look down. And he saw, he thought that by this time the guys had been turned into ashes. But when he looked down into the window, he could see them there. And he began to count. One, two, three. He said, man, what is going on? He called his wife, Julie, bring my glasses, I can't see well. One, two, three, what is going on? And he said, I see a fourth man. I see a fourth man. I'm sure he saw these three boys. One was holding, Shadrach was holding the rope that was tied with him on one end. And Meshach was on the other hand. And Abednego was jumping out. They were skipping and jumping. And somebody was doing the counts. I said, there was a fourth man. May the fourth man be with you in every situation in Jesus' name. The Bible says, and they counted. And the king considered, I see a fourth man. Can I tell you something? You are never going to walk in this life alone. There's one called a fourth man. He shall be with you in every situation. You will never give up. You will never fail. You will never surrender. May the fourth man stand by you. Shout amen. Amen. The king said, I see a fourth man. And he looks like the Son of God. Why don't you clap your hands to the Lord, for the Lord? Can I submit some? Can I tell you something? I submit to you today. There's somebody by your side, walking with you, standing by you, holding your hand. He's not like the Son of God. He is actually the Son of God, and he's going to be with you in every situation. Your future shall be bright. Your day shall be bright. You will not end up as a disaster. So preach, Bishop, preach. What have you survived? What have you been through? What have you survived? Say, what have you been through? What have you survived? I didn't hear you. What have you survived? Ask your neighbor, what have you survived? And your neighbor should answer, what have you been through? You see, the beautiful thing, Mark, the beautiful thing is that when these three Hebrew boys came, out, Bible said that even they could not, nobody could smell the smoke on them. As if they've never been through fire. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even their clothes was not smelling of smoke. They had been in fire. People who put them in fire had burnt, but nobody could smell. Your life will be like you have never been through fire. Though you will still be smiling, you'll be dancing, you'll be rejoicing, you'll be praising God. They'll look at you and say, my, what has happened to this guy? Isn't he the same person who went through this crisis, who went through this fire? But I see a smile and I see the glory of God upon his life. Lift your hand and say, I believe it. Come on, say, I believe it. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. The wisdom of the serpent. The wisdom of the serpent. He's gone through everything, but the serpent is still there. The others are getting extinct, but you are doing well. Some are giving up, but you are still serving God. Some are retiring, but you are refiring. May you refire instead of retiring in the name of Jesus. God will help you. God will be gracious to you. You know something? I'm not out of word. I'm only out of time. Stand to your feet, everybody, and give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. As I give the Lord a shout of praise, you will multiply. Your finances will multiply. Your business will multiply. You will flourish. I said you will flourish. Your home will flourish. Your children will flourish. Your business will flourish. I see flourishing anointing coming upon your life in Jesus' name. You will do well. Yes. You will do well. Yes. Lift your two hands up high and begin to bless the name of the Lord as we end this service. Just bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Lift your hands up. Bless him.
That I can make it.
Oh yes, oh yes.
I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
Come on, sing it to the Lord.
With Jesus I can make it.
With him I know.
With him I know I can stand.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
My life is in his hands.
My life is in your hands. You don't have to worry. And don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning. Trouble, they don't last at all.
They don't last away.
But there's a friend.
But there's a friend in Jesus.
Who will wipe your tears away.
Who will wipe your tears away.
And if your heart is broken.
And if your heart is broken.
Then lift your hands and say.
Just lift your hands and say.
I know, I know.
I know that I can make it.
I know that I can stand.
I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in. With Jesus I can take it.
With Jesus
I can take it.
With him I know I can stand.
With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in.
Can you sing it again?
Your you don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid.
Joy comes in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning.
Troubles, they don't last at all.
Troubles, they don't last away.
But there is a friend in Jesus.
But there's a friend named Jesus.
Who will wipe your tears away.
Who will wipe your tears away.
And if your heart is broken.
And if your heart is broken.
Then lift your hands and say.
Just lift your hands and say.
I know I can make.
I know that I can make it.
I know that I can stand.
I know that I can stand.
No matter what comes
no
my way.
No matter what may come my way.
My life is in your
my
hands.
My life is in your hands.
With Jesus.
With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way. My life is in your hands.
Just bow your heads with me. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Thank you, Father. Maybe this morning you came to church going through some difficulties, going through some life challenges that is difficult to understand. Maybe you are going through some pain. But God is giving the wisdom of the serpent. You will flourish. You will survive. You will overcome. You will multiply. You will survive hatred. You will survive jealousy. You will survive pain. You will survive enmity. And God will give you the grace. Now, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, I'd like to pray for you here today. If you're here this morning and somebody invited you to church, but you're not sure you're born again, you don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die, today, this Sunday morning, you want to say, Bishop, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I need Jesus in my life. If you're here this morning, you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand and I shall pray for you wherever you are. Lift your hand up high, high above your head. I see your hands. Let it go high, high. I see so many hands. Lift your hands up. Want to say, today, I feel far away from God, but I need Jesus in my life. I want to be born again. Lift your right hand up high. Father, thank you for every hand lifted. Let today make a day of a new beginning for them. Change them. Make them brand new people. If your hand is lifted up, I'd ask you to come from where you are to me in the front here. I want to pray for you especially. Just come all the way, all the way.
I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter
what
may come my way, my life is in your hands. Oh, with Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my
life is in
your hands. Oh, I know that I can make it. Know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
Now close your eyes with me. Those of you in front here, lift your two hands up high in the front here. And I'm going to lead you in prayer. And I want you to say this after me. And I want the whole church to join us as you make this your personal prayer. Everybody say with me, Heavenly Father, this Sunday morning, I come to you just as I am. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I promise to serve you. From today, I hand over my life to you. Take control of my life. Receive me as your child. Wash away all my sins. Thank you, Father,
for receiving me.
Thank you, Jesus,
for coming into my heart.
From today, I am born again. I will serve Jesus the rest of my life.
Thank you, Father,
for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands for this wonderful people.